Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Wow, LA, little cooler, beautiful view outside of my window from my studio, LA Talk Radio, Accent On, Ilona Europa, every Monday, 6 till 7 p.m. Pacific time. And I'm so happy today because I have Europeans with me, and this show is pretty accented. Mine is funny. He's from Poland. I'm keeping my accent forever. And then I'm like, wow, surrounded by three gorgeous girls. And I can say they're from UK, but, you know, not really. Then maybe let's start from Elizabeth. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, Ilona.
Oh, we know you. You know that you fooled me a few times. I was just saying that your name is just so Polish, Elizabeth Adamski. Not anymore, but I said, yay, she's Polish. Come on over. Then I found out, no, she's not. You are from?
Scotland.
That's so cool. But not really, because now we are in?
We're in LA.
Oh, I know. How many years you are here?
Eight years now,
and you know, no more Adamski. I'm so happy that I can, you know, email boom Adamski. I remember, like, no, your name is right now
Elizabeth Lloyd. I just got married.
Okay, but the Lloyd, this is not a really American name.
I think it originates in Wales.
I know
Welsh, but he's American.
That's cute, but you know, he's still roots. Somehow, yeah. You both found each other here. Oh, how many years you know him?
4.5.
And how many months you are married?
Two and a half months.
And you love him still, I ask.
Of course.
Yes, we are so happy. What is his first name?
Douglas.
Doug. Hi, Douglas. We love you. You take care of Elizabeth. We love her here. Elizabeth, you have your own business.
I do, yes. I still run my PR company, and I brought some clients today. I'm excited to introduce you.
You like slide through name of your company, and it's not easy to pronunciate.
Seraphic.
Now, describe. I talked to you before about this name. Why did you make this so hard of everybody? Flower, like bee, or like something easy?
No,
why?
It's not that difficult. Seraph is a type of angel, so seraphic is a kind of helper, I guess, and I like to help people. Seraphic.
That's a really, really cute. And that's nice that you call this help, because normally when you have PR or people like that, you are like, wah, they all want my money, they will do it. Ah, scary, run. You need to be a tough lady in this business. Mm-hmm. It's not like, you know, helping, LA, Hollywood and help. That's so three funky words, you know. It's just very hard to help everybody. So many talented people.
Oh, yes, very talented.
Then how do you find your clients?
Through friends at the moment, until I start to expand, you know, got to go find them eventually. But through friends, people just come to me, and it's been really good.
Okay, Nona, maybe I still like to give you a little bit promo, because people, if somebody wants to know more about your business, listen to our show. Go to my link, and I put all your links to your website and stuff like that too. But not long ago, we had a great client of yours.
Yeah, Dario.
How is Dario?
Lovely guy. He's supposed to call me back an hour ago. Dario, call me.
Dario! Okay, no, he probably eventually will wind up again here on LA Talk Radio. He's doing very well. I'm so happy for him. I love his voice. And his album is doing well.
Very well, yeah. I think he's number 25 on the Billboard Dance Charts right now with his new single.
How much we are proud of him. Okay, Dario, call her. Doesn't matter. It's live radio. We want to know what you are talking about. We'll be putting you on a speaker and we'll know everything what's going on in your business. But for right now, yes, you brought to us wonderful artists who are not from here. They are from?
They're from the UK originally.
Yes. And maybe I will introduce both of you, or you both introduce your names to American listeners, and not only because this Ali Talk Radio is pretty popular outside of this country. And Accent On is well heard, and a lot of people download my show, and I'm very happy for that. Okay, name of the band.
We are Unsung Lily.
You will say with your accent.
We are Unsung Lily.
Okay, that's much.
Oh, I'm going to go super posh now, aren't I?
Okay, let's start, because, you know, diction in radio is very important, and obviously I have trouble to speak English, but my diction, I try to be very clear, even when I don't know what I'm talking about. But, yeah, introduce your names to each other outside of your band. Then your name is?
My name is Frankie.
And my name is Sarah.
How do you know each other?
We're married.
Oh, God. Okay. No, that's like a love story. How long?
Just since April. So newlyweds, almost. Not as newlywed as
Too much happiness here. Too much happiness. I am freshly divorced 5 years ago. It's not so romantic, but I'm so happy right now. You know, life is good. But come on. You came here to get married? Are you married?
We actually got married back in England.
Interesting. Yeah. People still, you know, having fun here with this topic. Let's get married and like we're Vegas. If you will,
it was nearly Vegas.
Yeah.
Yes.
Tempting.
In fact, the family back home were very disappointed when we told them we were getting married in the UK.
Oh, yeah. You know, because they would like to come here.
Yeah.
Next time, I will do Vegas wedding. I think it's so much fun, you know.
That would be fun.
Okay, girls, but from April, you both are married. But outside of loving each other, you loved music. You loved songwriting. You are in a band. And again, this title, everybody wants to know, is beautiful. Beautiful title. I really like the name of your band. It's just Unsung Lily. Why? Why this title?
Sarah, answer this one.
Yes. When I first started thinking about starting to write songs and put a band together.
When it was?
It was, I guess, just over 5 years ago.
Only?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I came to it quite late. I wasn't... I was a singer always, but never wrote songs.
Yeah, okay. That's good to know.
But yeah, I started looking into where my creative side came from in my ancestry. I was really geeky about ancestry. And Lily was the name of my great-grandmother, who was very creative. She was an artist and a musician, and she basically spent her whole life being a mother and a wife, because that's what women did in those days. She didn't really get a chance to kind of, express herself creatively like she wanted to. And then one day she came home and found her husband cheating on her. And she literally died of an asthma attack.
No.
And people said she died of a broken heart. And
that's the truth. That people say that really broken heart exists.
It was just the shock.
Was he worth it?
No.
No, girls, stop it.
Yeah. So I was touched by that story. And I just think actually it really represents what so many women had to go through in the past, you know, in times gone by. So... So we thought we called it Unsung Lily.
Then already you are just leading to the cool next question. It's something about strength, woman power, something about express yourself, don't be silent.
Yes. That's our jam.
But your Unsung Lily band started as a five people?
Started as a five piece, yeah. We have three lovely boys who used to play with us. Write all together, or we would write stuff together and then take it to the guys in the band, and then it sort of worked like that. And then that's kind of went to a duo in
I guess
help me out
a
here.
Couple of years ago.
Yeah,
we evolved to a duo,
and now it's just us two writing and performing.
I think it's just perfect. Two is a great number.
Yeah, it's way easier to contain.
and obviously the understanding is so good here. Then another question will be songwriting. This is something that I love to do. Some people will say, oh, I could never do that. Some people say, oh, it's so easy. Some people say, I write a song sometimes 2 months, one song. I write a song sometimes 20 minutes and I'm done. Mm-hmm. Lyrics are harder. You really need to put effort more, but melody is popping up. If doesn't pop up like cool, easy way. I'm like, this child probably will never be born. Forget it, you know. And I'm moving on. God, thank you for cell phone, because you have these snaps of ideas. How do you both write? Who is writing? Who is bringing ideas? How you are fighting? How you are saying, no. Well, how does this work?
It was, when we were a five-piece, we used to write everything together.
Yeah.
And then when we turned to a duo, we sort of had to figure it out again.
Yeah.
And we sort of learned that Sarah is really good at writing lyrics. So she writes all the lyrics on all of our stuff now. And I've sort of found that I wasn't very good at it. So I was quite happy to just, like, let Sarah do that. And then I sort of write the melodies and produce the music. That's how it works.
Perfect resolution.
I think we found our strengths. Like, we suddenly realized that's where our strengths lie, and suddenly it just, like, all slotted into place. And we're like, oh, this is how we're supposed to do it.
But is first coming lyrics or first idea for the song or for melody? What is
that? Both. But it works.
Yeah, me too.
Either way.
Yeah, you never know why some line pops up and, like, oh, this will be about, a song will be about that, you know?
Yeah.
And then when you write, I have two songs we'll be playing. Is, of course, titles are great, Wild Woman and Hear Us Roar. we know something really special about lyrics and power behind the songs, and but the production of the songs, people charging a lot of money in LA to produce idea for the song. You bring to producers, and they work sometimes hours. Depends if what type of what genre of the music is. But everybody's talented here. You are producing your own stuff.
Yes.
But do you also invite somebody to look over your production, or only mix the finished product?
We don't, actually. We do everything ourselves. We work with a really good mixing guy called Chris Ballard, who's based back in the UK. And he mixes it and brings stuff out sometimes if it's...
You in a session when he mixes? You are saying
no.
So we let him. We trust.
Yeah,
the guy.
Yeah.
I like the two because people are creative, and you know how much you can poke somebody. You know, say do my way. Then they eventually say, do it yourself. You don't need me if you know. Yeah, you eventually need to let it go.
It's nice just let him do his thing, and he's amazing as well. So, and we're sort of on the same wavelength, which is cool.
Hi, again, what is his name?
Chris Ballard.
Hi, Chris. You're in England right now, yes?
He is in England,
What are you doing there? Girls are here.
He's an amazing DJ as well.
And a producer.
And a producer,
a songwriter.
That's lovely.
Yeah,
I love electronica, you know. I am like underground queen. And okay. Now then, style of music. And then we'll play first one. Style of music. How can you describe your style?
It's so difficult to describe your own music, isn't it? It's like the worst like question to find the words to answer. But it's basically, I would say, it's like a mixture of very kind of inspirational, I guess, lyrics with power to it, and then met with these kind of very epic delays and atmospheric sounds. I'd say it's quite like
at the moment we're producing quite an epic sound, so lots of guitar delays, lots of vocals stacked up and all that kind of stuff, with a very powerful message to a lot of the songs. Even just the love songs are sort of
strong.
You know, quite
got some girl.
I don't know, it's a perfect introduction for Hear Us Roar.
This
is great. Okay, girls, ladies, woman power, and what can I say? We better roar in this life. If not, nobody will listen. Okay.
Behind.
till the end, till the last moment. Just wait for it. Wow, beautiful vocals together, much beautifully. Nice lyrics, great melody. I love the long, big phrases. Just really, and you know what? Even when it's very, very powerful, has little sadness in it. And I don't know. I love this type of the music that just is powerful, but something's hanging under your skin that is just not the happy strength. It's just like melancholy. So much to be repaired. So much to be think about. And you say the change is coming. And what do you mean by that? Why we need to roll? What? I know I read a little bit, and is some political, you know, tie in to the lyrics.
Yeah.
Could you describe?
It's such an interesting time at the moment, I think, both like here and in the UK where we're from with the whole Brexit thing. And I just think at times like this, it is the most important time to be creating art that unites everyone and gets them roaring for what they believe in. And
I agree with you. And you know, we had last week wonderful also a composer, and he was singing about building the wall, but it was like a little almost ironic. People could take this both ways, like, oh, he's pro, he's against. You never know, you know. And he wrote this in time of the election and stuff like that. And and we were talking about this. The most important is to let people have a chance to speak out their opinions about everything, because if you don't talk, you start being aggressive, I think. And music really, really can calm us down. And
and it's a really, I think it's a really awesome energy at the moment in the world, as much as it's kind of scary because it feels like we're kind of going backwards in many ways. But I love the fact that everyone is waking up and having an opinion and being passionate about what they actually want to stand for. And
change is coming.
Yeah, so many changes.
I don't know if for better or for worse, but I always believe that change is almost always for better.
Yeah.
It's just very hard to go back.
Yeah.
That's what we say, live today, I'll live for tomorrow.
I think all the kind of craziness that's happening at the moment is sort of the backlash of that change that has been happening actually over the last like 50 years. We've had so much change. It's been amazing when you think how far the world has come.
When you go back to London, to England, are you afraid of your safety?
No.
I was in April when on the bridge, 30 minutes before, you know, the bad things happened with my daughter. We were just so amazed by everything in London. Then we went to Tube or whatever you call it, and then they stopped
the
us.
Tube.
We couldn't go anywhere. I'm like, what's going on? We were still happy. Mm. Went to hotel and then TV. I'm like, what? My child cried. She's 23, first time in London. Loved everything about London. And she cried whole night because the most beautiful moment of saying hi to London was taken away from her.
Yeah,
and
that's scary.
Horrible. Do you know what? It scares me more thinking about family being there. Like, I never think about it, particularly about myself being there for some reason. But when I think that we're here and, you know, I have family who live in London, and it's just, it's
we need to live life. We cannot be afraid.
Exactly, yeah. You do.
But we need to watch our behind our shoulders, what's going on. I think people need to have ear and eyes open for everything in this life. Mm. Okay, then I hear guitars. Who is playing?
Well, me and another guy. Guitar.
Hi, another guy. Who are you?
His name is Mike Bradley, and he's from the UK as well, and he's awesome. My guitar playing isn't amazing, but I try to... Well, I basically just enjoy picking up instruments and making stuff up. And with guitar, I'm not very good at bar chords.
Yeah.
And I'm not, you know, that whole kind of thing. So we just sent it over to Mike, and he...
sends you files back.
Yeah, did it in like... He got it back to us like... I think it was either the same day or like the next day, and it was perfect what he did.
He's got a really cool YouTube channel, actually.
Oh, he does,
check him out. He's brilliant and hilarious and entertaining and very talented.
Hi again.
Hi,
he's sleeping right now, but whatever. Yeah. We are talking about you. Please listen to the show. We make you famous. How? Yeah, you both are from UK, and then one day you woke up, say, Hollywood, that's the place that we want to be. How does this happen?
Do you know what? It's a really strange story in that We'd had a couple of drinks one night, maybe a bottle or two of wine, and
which never happens
usually. Don't know how.
Do you have headache when you drink? Do you have headache? I hate. Now, yeah. Yesterday I had a little white wine. I'm like, I cannot even do. Headache hurts, you know. Vodka, maybe Polish vodka better. Whatever. Yeah. Okay, but bottles.
It may have been the vodka. I can't remember. Strangely, but we were just. Having a few drinks one night, and just I think I suddenly somehow got on the mailing list for this conference that happens in Hollywood called Sync Summit, and we just being a little bit drunk were like, hey, let's just go, it's next week. And so we just did it. It was very irresponsible. We just put it on a credit card and we're like, we don't have any money, but we're gonna go. And we came out here and we performed at this place, at the Roosevelt Hotel, and it was amazing. And in the audience was a guy called Wayne Vaughan, who was from Earth, Wind and Fire, used to be, and Brothers Johnson, and is an amazing guy. And we got chatting to him. We'd literally been in LA for about 4 hours at this point. And he was like, hey, you girls should move out here and come and work with me and I'll mentor you. And we were like, oh, don't be silly, you know. But we spent the week here and we loved it. And
well, actually, the first... we were in the Roosevelt and we didn't come out for about 2 days, having got off the plane. It was dark when we arrived. We went straight to the Roosevelt and then we just stayed in there at this conference.
For this conference.
So I think on the second day we were like, should we go outside and just see where we are?
Oh,
and you know, you walk out right into the
Hollywood Boulevard.
The Hollywood Boulevard and the stars and everything. So the first or the only... sort of vision we got was, you know, Spider-Man taking pictures and like all that stuff going on, and that's the only bit we saw. And we were like,
but we had a great time still.
But
did you leave right away?
We stayed a week, and 3 days of that we were in Palm Springs. We did a show in Palm Springs as well. So we went home, and it was only really when we got home, I think, that we were like, actually,
but we didn't see a lot. Like, we didn't. So we were only here a week, and then we went, yeah, let's just move out here.
But I think it also...
Did you drink wine also?
Probably, that was involved.
Yeah.
But we also, it was kind of a bit of a twist of fate. It coincided with when the boys left the band. So it was suddenly just us two.
Look at you. And we were like... in stuff like that.
Yeah.
You don't make decisions. You're staying in the same... nothing moment in life, but then when you take your chance, then things are changed, time
and
will change,
just all aligns,
you know. And then you're so right. And I always try to tell my my child and give her some advice, because I love changes. I never was afraid of just making decisions. They never were bad decisions, because I thought I rethought the time was for the decision making, and then I never look back, because I think if I knew I do wrong or do right, then that will be very easy. Nobody knows that the decision to be made and never look back. Wow, and now we're Palm Springs stay the same, because you are...
Now we're living there. So it's really strange. And you know what also was really weird is that for about a year before that moment, I kept having this dream about sitting on the beach and seeing dolphins swimming in front of me. And the first week that we moved back here, we went to the beach and sat down, and there was the exact thing, these dolphins. And I was like, oh, my God.
Did you write the song about that?
No, but we need to.
I saw the dolphins. Come on, girl. That's your next song. This will be your hit, the biggest hit, because that's like sign. I believe in it too.
And it all just kind of came into place the minute we got here. In fact, we were supposed to come for 3 months, and then we just ended up staying for a year. And
I saw the dolphins in my dream.
Legally.
In my dream. That's a beautiful, beautiful line.
Yeah, we should...
Not sharks.
Song.
We talk of dolphins, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. 2 years here again?
So we basically stayed for a year, and then we went back to the UK for a year, but we missed it, so we came back again. So it's been about 3 years.
You had this challenge, okay? You both went to desert, we had like crazy there, and you have some challenge, 12 songs, every month another song. Seems like 30 days. Of course, I can write 30 of them, but really it's not so easy, we know it.
No.
It's not from the idea to really accomplishment of the singles, 12 singles. Album ready?
Yeah. So basically, we've just started that challenge. The first single was out a few weeks ago, and then the next one will be out in a couple of weeks' time. So we're right in the beginning of it, but I think it's going to be challenging for sure.
Yeah. And I always say to my artists, they say this, oh, let's go to studio next month. I'm like, duh, what, you don't get it, you know? You don't even know the song. It was not written yet. Nobody arranged yet. I'm like in a booking studio and making time and then sending vocals and then mix and art something. Like, they already are tired if I start describing them that this is a real process, you know? Emotional process and everything. But yeah, we love what we do.
Yeah. And we've been in the desert writing all of this year. So we have a bit of a... And we have a few songs in the bank, don't we, that we know we're going to release.
But
and
not I think the dolphin one. The dolphin one is your single.
The dolphin one's
this
coming.
This will be your hit. Predictions. Okay. Yeah. You are not a sign. Yes?
No.
Then
no.
How do you feel about that?
Do you know what? We're starting to feel really good about
that.
Yeah,
it's turned into a good thing at
it's
the
like
moment.
It, you feel like, as a musician, you're supposed to be striving for that. And I think for a long time we were, and we've gone in and out of a few little, like, independent deals and stuff like that. But... actually, we're feeling really powerful about just us connecting with the person who's listening to the music and nothing else in between. That's really, I don't know, I suddenly had a realization of, like, that's what it's about for me. It's like the powerful connection between us and the listener. Yeah. And I don't really care about the other ones, the other people.
Elizabeth, is this your job to allow them to be booked in many places? Who is helping them to get...
I'm doing a little bit of that. Yeah. They've booked some stuff, but I'm not saying anything yet because it's really exciting. And so a little bit, but I mean, we could have a booking manager too. But yeah, I mean, I'm helping because I love to help.
I know. Yeah. But it seems like it's not so hard. You know, of course, what venues did you play in LA?
We just did the Mint a couple of weeks ago.
Whiskey Go-Go?
We've done that one before, yeah.
Rose. It's so many places. You just need to go, 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 boom. And they really make this easy.
Yeah.
You know, to book then, you know, you have songs.
Yeah.
30 minutes, 20 minutes, not so hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you play, you mentioned that you play drums, okay, but visually, how does this work? You just both are staying, backing track is behind you, and no live performance with it. How
we
describe us?
We
visually.
Play with a live band. Yeah. So, and the show we just did at the Mint, I was using a sample pad. So everything is live, and I was just sort of triggering some backing vocals and synth sounds and stuff. And we played with two great guys, Daniel Lape and Matthew Maguire. and they're fantastic, and the live show is all live, and that was actually my first show on drums.
That's cool. That's hard.
That
you know, gosh.
Frankie's had so talented on the drums.
She's had an awakening of like, I want to be a drummer. So
everything comes to the right place.
Yeah. It just feels so good, and I'm really enjoying it way more than, you know, just playing piano and singing. But so it kind of works. So I'm at the back playing drums and I'm there, but Sarah can just be at the front with her wings. She wears not like angel wings, but like big baggy
feel like they're
clothing
angels.
And that's kind of like her thing, and she just stands at the front and is, you know, just doing it. And
but when it comes to hear us a raw song, and we have video for that, yes? Yes?
Yes.
The idea, and look, you like say, okay, she's a front, but no, you're on the video?
Neither of us are on the
what
video.
What is the blonde girl?
So she's actually a friend of ours called Emma Campbell-Webster. And
Emma, who are you?
She's an amazing... I don't know how to describe her because she does so many things, but she's a comedic performer. She's a writer.
She's good with eyes.
She's
and
an
she
actress.
Had this moment, you know, when, you know, the lyrics, I'm like, okay, she's not saying nothing, but the facial was just right.
And it's funny, when we met, we just knew we were going to create something together one day, and we didn't really know what it was. But, you know, when you get that feeling about someone, you're like, we're going to work together. And
Emma is here or there?
She lives here, yeah.
Hi, Emma.
She's actually in England at the moment.
She's from the UK as well.
Then you're keeping close, you know. Still somehow you feel very attached to English people? Because, yeah, maybe the two gentlemen who play the shows with you, they are not...
They're American.
They are American, yeah. In fact, one of them's from LA.
Okay.
Which you never meet anybody from LA.
Oh, that's funny.
But Emma lives out here, so we just started playing with ideas, and that whole video came from us just sending a million text messages back and forth, being like, oh, what if she did this, and what if she did that, and yeah, it just kind of was born out of a craze of creativity.
But I hope people are listening and they understand that the creative process has so many legs, and so many people help. They, you know, they really need to help, and I'm sure they're helping with full soul, and they don't charge you too much. How do you survive here?
We're very lucky in that we have a business that we run, which we can run from anywhere via the wonderful world of the internet. So,
oh, we want to know more or not?
You can if you
want. We won't. Let's give you some money. Maybe people will want to make business. Yeah, how do you survive?
Yeah,
two wonderful ladies. Yeah.
So this was something that I set up when I was very young, and it's like a music management company of musicians back home who play at events and stuff.
Oh.
So we do that and we run that. We just have to get up really super early in the morning.
Yeah, because different time zones. Yes.
Yeah, but we have, and we work with my sister back home. She works in our office as well. But so we do that, and then, but we have our Patreon campaign, which we've just launched to help support our music.
Yeah, tell me about it. I read this, but I think people need to know about it.
So it's basically, I don't know if you've heard of Patreon, but it's a relatively new idea. So it's kind of like, it's crowdfunding, but basically fans of music can pay a very small amount per song or video that's released by the artist, by us. And then it's like however many songs we release, so we're going to release one a month, the amount of money comes out. And it's just like $1, $3, you know, very small amounts.
So it's like you can pay $1.
Yeah.
And then we only get paid when we release. So you're only releing $1 when we release a video or a song or...
I think it's beautiful because you don't ask for a lot. Nobody really is feeling, I gave only that. It's just really a tiny little amount of people to keep you going. And then when you show the results, you can enjoy the people.
And
do you know how much money is there ticking or you will find out?
We'll find out. It's building up really slowly this week. We keep getting more comments, so we're
so excited.
Give
people one more time how they can...
So if you go to patreon.com/unsunglily with a double L.
Could you spell this with my spelling? Don't ask.
patreon.com/unsunglily.
Everybody goes there, give the $1 or two. And one and a half is okay too.
Yeah, and it's so fun, and you get loads of cool stuff in return. So for the $1, you get to become part of our tribe, and we're posting loads of kind of backstage exclusive
behind the scenes footage,
stuff.
You know, like pictures of what my hair looks like naturally.
What your hair looks naturally like.
Blonde. Very big. There's also a really funny picture on there. We did a photo shoot on Wednesday last week, and
on Facebook you posted some pictures.
This is on the Patreon page, so only Patreons can see it. But we did the photo shoot and got amazingly made up, like it was a real transformation, wasn't it? And we went and did the photo shoot, and then we went to the grocery store, and there's this really funny picture of Frankie buying vegetables, but like looking like this very glamorous model or something.
That's how you are told, yes. You both have really, really cool looking girls, like different personalities.
Or
you both have similar personalities?
No, I'd say we're very different.
Quite different.
Yeah. We're complementary to each other, definitely.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay, now talk to me about Wild Woman. Which one is the wild?
So, this one. I am very involved in a community called Feminine Power, which is amazing. They run like courses and training programs and stuff. Basically, just training up kind of female world leaders. It's amazing. And getting women kind of feeling empowered, and it's this amazing community. So it kind of was inspired by the women that I met in that community, and also from doing Kundalini yoga, because they're very into their feminine power as well. And I came back from a yoga class, and I came back to Frankie, and I was like, oh my god, I want to write this song, and it needs to sound like this, and it's going to come from the earth, and it's going to have a Sanskrit chant in the middle. And And I kind of like described it with all these like weird hand gestures and sounds, and then left the house for like an hour and came back, and Frankie just made this amazing track that sounded exactly like what I'd said.
Yeah. Well, you made it just through me.
Yeah. And then I wrote the lyrics, and the lyrics are just, it's just about this rising of the kind of feminine empowerment which is happening, and it's about how women have been kind of stomped down and trodden down for so long, and now they're kind of rising up through all of that and coming into this new energy.
It's after your beautiful, exciting, beautiful Wild Woman and Strong Woman song, I will play one of mine, which Easy cool. Come, Easy Go is also lesson for ladies, how to be stronger every day and just let it go of tough stuff that is going on. I had the reason to write this one, but it's an anthem too. I love Big. One of my the biggest success really was song Live Forever, which one day I woke up, you know, on the Billboard charts not knowing what to do with that, because in America, and I was what now, what to do, you know, but also very, very big anthem, you know, for the ladies. And I just was writing because I feel sometimes like that. I need to give myself power. It's not only giving somebody else the knowledge how to feel better, stronger. Absolutely. It's really, I need this message.
It's like an affirmation for yourself, isn't it? And then it affects everyone
so
else
much
too.
And I have this wonderful artist who are coming to me, and they're 18, sometimes 16. And I really, really see that the girls who are very smart, that they go into colleges, they will be doctors and stuff. Mm-hmm. And in the meantime, they dream to just sing well and do something, but they respond very, very well to even radio hits if they have meaningful words behind the cutie songs, and nobody wants to sing them, like, you know, but they will put all heart into great, meaningful songs. Now then, let's be a little wild with Wild Woman and Sang Lily.
Bye.
is powerful, but again, I love this feeling of just not, I don't even know if it's sadness, it's something there that makes you feel like, it's a hope, something to be repaired, something to be just more happy. Makes them, I don't know, it's melancholy, it's something.
It's got like the pain of all of the female lineage behind us, I guess.
Beautiful.
But then it's also got this uplifting thing of like everything's changing. And
oh, grandma, grand-grandma Lily.
Yeah, you know. Lily.
Yeah, she went through a lot. Yeah, but that's, I think, what our life is about. This is just beautiful. We are pushing forward. We are, you know, doing our crazy stuff on a daily basis. We have our wings, like yours on the stage, you know, the powerful message behind, but sometimes we don't feel like fight anymore, and then you need to again and again.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So I was pitching this Easy Come, Easy Go song. I play this song from time to time. I didn't play for a long time. But anyway, I'm proud of it. Then why not? Woman power. Easy Come, Easy Go. Ilona Europa, Josh Harris.
I believe I didn't mean to hurt you when I said maybe you are not so right about the other day. I believe we've reached the point of no return this time. Anyway, I believe you didn't mean to hurt me when you said sometimes love's a game we play in many different ways. I believe I tried to understand you this time again. Anyway, easy come, easy go, easy come, easy go. You said about love, love. Sometimes love's a game we play in many different ways. I believe I try to understand you this time again. Anyway.
stronger?
I don't know. Ooh. But you know what?
That was great.
Cool. That's funny. I wrote this song before bad things happened, and I had like a premonition. What's supposed to be? But that's who we are. And now, when are you going back to UK?
We're going to go back for Christmas to see family. Aww. And we're going to do a show in early January.
Yeah.
Do you have a place? You know where?
We haven't yet.
Not yet, but somewhere in London, we think.
Yeah. Then you'll be having like 6 songs minimum already from the 12. Yes.
Well, yeah, we'll be a few in.
Then you can talk, yes, how many songs you both have right now written, ready to go, like finished.
We've written loads in the last like year. We must have a good kind of 20 or so, but...
None of them are finished.
Yeah, none are finished.
But we are playing two. Is it the only two that you think you can put a stamp and saying, that's our sound, that's what we want to be, this is the first two, and then we'll see what is the next?
There's another one out called Walls, which we released last year, which is, again, another one that kind of sounds very us, doesn't it?
And this, the title, Walls,
is not even related. No. Okay. We wrote it before the whole wall escapade. But,
And when you wake up in the morning in Palm Springs, it's so hot, I would do nothing. Because when it's hot, I'm like, I hate even my dog because it wants to pee and I don't want to take him. I'm like, why? It's hot, you know? But that's what we need to do. Then your day starts. Similar every day the same way, because I do you like 12 we need to go and write something, 11 okay let's go to studio. Do you have a studio? Do you have a place? Do you have a little setup?
A little home studio. It doesn't happen the same every day, does it? Every day is kind of different, which is nice, I think.
And you get inspired some days and some days you don't. And I think when we first moved there, we were like, had it in our minds of we're going to go and we're going to write loads of songs, and that's why we wanted to live in the desert, because we kind of wanted to sort of hide away. And but when you put that kind of pressure on yourself, like, no songs come. We're kind of a bit more flexible about it now, in that if we want to do it, then we will, and if we don't feel like it, then we don't.
Elizabeth, you know the Canyon Club, yes, in Agoura Hills?
I don't know.
Canyon, like C-A, no, sometimes Canyon, like, as, please remember, it's a very, very cool place, obvious, around 800 people can fit it in, but they are doing every month or something, group of new bands, new artists, and some of my artists are included in this, you know, like, the Mary Styles, and everybody has 15, 20 minutes. Show, and I really, really believe if you find out who is booking the nights there, it's sometimes very packed, you know. Yeah. And I think you will make a difference. It's a really cool. Cool music. And more, I don't know, people, is the European thinking more through the lyrics, the songs? Are we more like, with depth? I don't know. You decide, obviously, the songs are deeper than light. They have thoughts in them. I would love to play one more time before our show ends, because it's already, we are over. Our show is over. What would you like to play one more time for outro?
Oh.
Hear Us Roar or A Little Bit of Wild Woman?
I guess Hear Us Roar, as it's the one that's just come out.
Yeah, Hear Us Roar, that would be good.
For today, I really would love to say thank you, Accent On, with Ilona Europa on LA Talk Radio. We had amazing, wonderful ladies. I like you both so much, and music is beautiful.
Thank you.
Then we would love to know more, Elizabeth, when album is ready, we'll be pitching, we'll be just, you know, doing whatever. You just call me, and
I'll call
the girls
you.
Can come back. We can
thank you so much bring for another having us.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Well, again, great. If you can introduce yourself to us by your names and the name of the band.
Okay, I'm Frankie.
I'm Sarah.
And we're Unsung Lily with a double L.
Wonderful. And then Elizabeth, your business name?
Yes, Seraphic PR, www.seraphicpr.com.
She loves to help.
Well, you went a bit American at the end there.
.com.
And please, you know, young artists or whoever feels like Elizabeth is the right person, you know what type of artist she's bringing. She's special then. Maybe you can call her, write her.
Yeah, well, yes. Elizabeth at seraphicpr.com.
Yes, and go to Accent on Facebook. I put everybody's links there then.
She's
supposed to care, and that's all what we want, somebody who cares.
Yeah,
the rest
exactly.
will happen. Thank you for today, and until next time, Accent On.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.